Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. It's quite fortunate that we still have a week left for shopping for the holidays. I've still got a few slots to fill. And whenever I can't make up my mind, I think kitchen. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen.
I mean, everyone's cooking these days, so why not get him some gadgets for the kitchen?
You know, here's the deal. If you want to make a lot of money, do a lot of cooking for about a week. And every time you come across something that makes a real mess, you've got an invention right there.
Right, yes. That's a great way to do things. So what is a big challenge is always chopping herbs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It does make a mess. It's a lot of work. I found this gadget. It's shaped like a pepper grinder and about the same size. And it's two blades at the bottom that rotate against each other. And you load it up with your herbs, whatever you want. And you can certainly make mixtures. But things, you know, the rosemary leaves, parsley, thyme, anything. And then you just crank it like a pepper grinder and out the bottom comes nicely chopped herbs.
Wow.
It's like super easy. I couldn't believe how well it worked.
And you can use them right then or you can dry them and
That's
have
right.
like your own herb de Provence.
And no stuff flying all over the cutting board and like green stains on your plastic cutting boards from chopping herbs. So it's a perfect thing.
Well, I've always made a mess out of, you know, cutting up things like mangoes and avocados.
Avocados, what a pain.
Yeah.
I found two tools that are perfect. One cubes it and one slices it. I mean, they both look like basically a paddle that is shaped like the half of the avocado. And you just basically push it down, slide it through, and out pops either slices or cubes. It's amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
And very easy to do. This other little crazy thing, everybody's sort of like getting healthy, trying to sort of lighten up their foods. I found this little apparatus. It's very inexpensive, actually. You basically cut the top off of a lemon, just about, you know, say a half inch down.
Right.
You jam this thing into it, and it's a spray nozzle on top.
Get out.
And as you pump this, it sprays a mist of lemon juice. Or you can use it as an orange or on a grapefruit or whatever. But just think of like salads.
Sure.
With just a touch of olive oil and a spray of lemon juice. Or if you want to just spray a little lemon juice on your fish, you know, after it's cooked. No juicing, no nothing. But the aerosol works. It's really nice. It gives you a big spray every time you push this thing. You get like six or eight pumps out of a basic lemon and it works great.
That's just outrageous.
I mean, everybody's like trying to sort of get, again, healthy these days. And I think that people are very interested in nuts.
Yeah, they are
as
healthy.
A sort of a protein source. And they have these great, you know, for $30 out there, basically old electric peanut butter makers. And,
really?
You know, designed, you know, to use for peanuts. But of course, what the cool thing is about this, is that you can mix up nuts or do a variety of different things with it. If you like hazelnuts or walnuts, you can really sort of start playing around or even just blending different nuts together. And it's obviously such a fresh, good product at the end. No preservatives, no nothing. And it lasts in the fridge for a long time.
And you're actually making sort of a puree. So
yeah, I mean, that's kind of
like
what this
a walnut
is.
Puree.
Right. This
I
is
thought you
of a,
could think of some uses for that.
I mean, it is kind of a very powerful sort of food processor. But it works out well because there's a hopper on top and a little chute out the bottom. Very little cleanup. So I think it's sort of a great trick.
Now, one thing that you mentioned last year that I was lucky enough to get as a present, I think it's fabulous, are these things that evacuate a bag.
A vacuum bagger.
A vacuum bagger.
Yeah.
And it seals it. And I've used it all the time.
You know, it's crazy how many uses there are for that. I actually was doing some plumbing and had some plumber's putty, you know, that you only need a little bit and you only need it every couple of years. And so it always dries out. So I vacuum bagged. You know, I took all the air out and put it in the basement. And I pulled it up a year later and it's fine.
That's right. It is a great gift. About $30 gets a nice one.
Exactly.
It's really fun.
And if you're looking for a quickie thing, a little bit of spaghetti always goes a long way. But there's a little digital spaghetti measurer that tells you exactly how much to put in from one to four people.
That's cool. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.